News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Rut Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday described the passage of two farm sector bills as a watershed moment in the history of Indian agriculture, asserting that they will ensure a complete transformation of the farm sector and empower crores of farmers. In a series of tweets after Rajya Sabha passed the bills by voice vote amid din created by protesting opposition members, Modi said these proposed laws will liberate farmers from numerous adversities, as he noted that peasants were for decades bound by various constraints and bullied by middlemen. He again assured farmers that the existing government support system for them will continue. Farmers in states like Punjab and Haryana have been protesting against these bills, with their leaders alleging that the legislation will dismantle the existing system and leave them to the mercy of corporate interests. Modi asserted, "I said it earlier and I say it once again, system of MSP will remain, government procurement will continue. We are here to serve our farmers. We will do everything possible to support them and ensure a better life for their coming generations." These bills will add impetus to the efforts to double income of farmers and ensure greater prosperity for them, he said. "Our agriculture sector is in desperate need of latest technology that assists the industry's farmers. Now, with the passage of the bills, our farmers will have easier access to futuristic technology that will boost production and yield better results. This is a welcome step," the Prime Minister said. The two bills were earlier passed by Lok Sabha. After they get the presidential assent, they will be notified as laws. "A watershed moment in the history of Indian agriculture. Congratulations to our hard-working farmers on the passage of key bills in Parliament, which will ensure a complete transformation of the agriculture sector, as well as empower crores of farmers," Modi added in another tweet. The sixth round of core commander talks between the armies of India and China is scheduled to be held on Monday, with the sole focus on the implementation of a five-point agreement reached between the two countries on disengagement of troops and de-escalation of the volatile situation in eastern Ladakh, government sources said on Sunday. The talks are set to start at 9 a.m. at Maldo on the Chinese side of the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, they said. For the first time, a joint secretary-level officer from the Ministry of External Affairs is expected to be part of the Indian delegation, the sources said, adding India is looking for some concrete outcome from the dialogue. Both sides reached the agreement to resolve the border row at a meeting between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meet in Moscow on September 10. The agreement included measures like quick disengagement of troops, avoiding action that could escalate tensions, adherence to all agreements and protocols on border management, and steps to restore peace along the LAC. The Indian delegation at the talks is said to be led by Lieutenant General Harinder Singh, the commander of the Leh-based 14th Corps of the Indian Army, while the Chinese side is likely to be headed by Major General Liu Lin, the commander of the South Xinjiang Military Region. In the talks, India will insist on complete disengagement of Chinese troops from the friction points at the earliest, said a source. Even as both sides are holding another round of talks, India further bolstered its dominance in over 20 mountain heights around the friction points near the Pangong Lake, the sources said. They also said that the IAF is set to use the newly inducted Rafale jets to carry out sorties in Ladakh as part of the overall boosting of combat readiness in view of provocative actions by Chinese troops, including the three incidents of shots being fired in the air in the last 3 weeks. The sources said the Indian Army also strengthened its dominance in over 20 strategic mountain heights around the northern and southern banks of Pangong Lake, as well as in the extended general area of Chushul in the last few days, even as freezing conditions are gripping the area. The deployment of French-made Rafale jets in Ladakh came less than 10 days after they were formally inducted into the IAF. Joe Biden on Sunday slammed President Donald Trump and leading Senate Republicans for trying to jam through a replacement for the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and urged more senators to stand with a pair of GOP colleagues who oppose the election season rush. The extraordinary televised plea from the Democratic presidential candidate to Republican senators reflected the ferocious maneuvering that has followed Ginsburg's death at 87 on Friday. Her passing upended a campaign that had until then focused on Trump's handling of the pandemic, the nation's economic collapse, and racial unrest that has stoked protests in U.S. cities. Trump has said he intends within days to name a woman to succeed the liberal icon, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was moving toward the first hearings this week. Just hours before Biden spoke, a second Republican Senator, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, joined Senator Susan Collins of Maine in opposing efforts to fill Ginsburg's seat before the next president is elected. It takes four Republicans to break ranks to keep Trump's nominee off the court. Attention quickly focused on Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, who voted to convict Trump on one count of impeachment, and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a former chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Biden acknowledged that those Republicans and others like them were his target audience when he warned that Trump's plan was an abuse of power. "Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience," said Biden, speaking in Battleground, Pennsylvania. "Let the people speak. Cool the flames that have engulfed our country." There was little chance of calm overtaking the historic campaign as early voting progressed and the death toll from the virus reached 200,000 Americans. Just before Murkowski joined Collins, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi referred to the House having options she did not name to stall or prevent the Senate from confirming Ginsburg's successor to the lifetime job. "We have arrows in our quiver that I am not about to discuss right now," Pelosi said on ABC's This Week. The House has no formal role in the confirmation of Supreme Court justices, but Pelosi would not rule out a new round of impeachment proceedings that might divert the Senate's attention, though that route seemed unlikely. Meanwhile, Murkowski raised by one the number of Republicans opposing a rush to confirmation. "For weeks, I have stated that I would not support taking up a potential nomination as the presidential election neared. Sadly," she said, "what was then a hypothetical is now our reality, but my position has not changed." Collins, meanwhile, said the next president should name Ginsburg's replacement. Republicans hold a 53-47 edge in the Senate. If there were a 50-50 tie, it could be broken by Vice President Mike Pence. And Kagi Surabada once again proved to be the king of super over after Marcus Stoinis' star turn with both bat and ball ensured a thrilling super over win for Delhi Capitals in an IPL encounter against Kings XI Punjab on Sunday. It was Stoinis whose late assault saw Delhi reach 157 for 8 in 20 overs with his 53 of 21 balls and 57 in the last three doing the trick. In reply, Kings XI Punjab were looking down the barrel with half of the side back in the pavilion before Mayank Agarwal's 89 of 60 balls took them to 157. Stoinis, however, came back to strike a double blow in the final two balls to set up a super over finish. Both the teams ended with a score of 157 for 8, and when it split to a super over, South African pacer Rabada conceded only 2 runs and took 2 wickets off successive balls to tilt in the favour of Delhi Capitals. Rabada had pulled off a stunning super over even last year against Kolkata Knight Riders, and like Andre Russell, this time it was Nicholas Puran who got a lethal yorker. It was difficult for Mohammad Shami to defend 2 runs, but it was his exceptional spell that had put the Capitals on the mat, as they had not crossed the 100-run mark even after 16 overs. But Stoinis's whirlwind knock lifted the Delhi side. Stoinis's timely and gritty batting ensured that the repair work done by skipper Shreyas Iyer, 39, and Rishabh Pant, 31, did not go to waste. Mayank Agarwal emerged an unlikely batting hero, bringing Punjab back from nowhere. But he was dismissed when only 1 run was needed off the last ball of the innings. But Chris Jordan could not score the final run, giving Stoinis his wicket, and the match was tied. In Punjab's chase, skipper KL Rahul, 21, was first to go, and then India spinner Ravichandran Ashwin sent back Karun Nair for 1 and Nicholas Puran for 0 in the space of 5 balls. It, though, did not end well for Ashwin, whose dive of the last ball to stop a single resulted in a freak shoulder injury as he landed on his left arm and he left the field. True to his reputation, Agarwal held one end, hitting 7 fours and 4 sixes. Earlier, on a pitch which had a tinge of grass, the ball was swinging and pacer Shami relished the bowling on a helpful track. His wicket-taking and run-choking act served the Punjab side well. It was a pitch that required patience from the batsmen, but reckless shots was how Delhi Capitals began after being invited to bat, with Prithvi Shaw 5 paying the price for his extravagance and Shimron Hetmyer failing to check his shot. Shikhar Dhawan, 0, was run out to a horrible mix-up and the scoreboard was not a pleasant sight for the Delhi side at 13 for 3. Iyer and Pant, however, managed to raise a 73-run stand for the fourth wicket. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.